12, report groundworks and scaffolding training centre. A report to consider a change of scope for the groundworks and scaffolding training centre.
So this is another one that's giving back a bit of money. A project that was agreed by this board back in June of last year, I believe, of £100,000 of LGF funding towards a project that totaled £250,000. It was described as a groundworks and scaffolding centre that Colchester Institute were developing on their site in Colchester. Subsequent to that, and following further conversations with the employment group that was part of the original bid, they felt that the scaffolding element of this project couldn't be delivered. The supportive employer from the scaffolding world withdrew. I think fortunately for the project, it was always really very much dealing with the groundworks element. Scaffolding was a bit of an add-on, as I understand it, anyway. So they took the decision to rethink and rediscuss the project, and they've come back with a sort of a fresh proposal, which now looks at a project that is valued at £150,000, and it will focus on groundworks, removing the scaffolding element. But it also includes a new course, which they're calling Entry to Apprenticeship. And this will be a three-month course, and it will help to ensure that the students that are on it or are committed to the apprenticeship when applying for the full apprenticeship that goes on longer. It will, of course, address key shortages of skilled labour in this area, especially in North East Essex, which has a large building programme coming ahead, what with the garden communities and just the usual building programmes they've got. So therefore, they're asking to reduce the amount down to 50 as part of their change request.
Anyone want to comment on that?
Those of you that are new to the board or new to attending more widely, our role when it comes to change requests is to, again, ensure that the scheme still presents value for money subject to the changes being proposed by the scheme promoter. And again, I think this covers largely the points that Howard mentioned. When we first initially reviewed the scheme presented a benefit cost ratio of 5.64:1, so excellent or very high value for money. The way Douglas Coates has been the value engineered, that the costs have halved, or the LGF component has halved, but the benefits have not halved. So in fact, the benefit cost ratio would increase due to the relatively small LGF ask, that it wasn't necessary to recalculate the benefit cost ratio. It was clear that it would still remain in the very high category.
A couple of questions, or observation and a question. I'm pleased to see that the scaffolding rationale is as it is, because I think that was a weak area of the bid. Is there a lower limit of how much we would accept to give? Because 50k almost seems like the reduction in costs is already there. Surely that can be picked up by the existing agreement in place between the employers and the institution.
Yeah, so when projects come forward, I think previously we've put a cap on bid, not a cap on bid, but a kind of recommended amount that projects should be bidding for of £250,000. And it did fall below that threshold, but I think the investment panel, when they considered it, felt that actually there were a number of quite considerable benefits, even though it was a lower value of the LGF ask. And I think the fact that the employers themselves were putting money into the bid made it a really strong case for the project. So I think when the investment panel considered it, they felt supportive of the project because there was that commitment from the employers, but they actually did. There was a strong justification for why public sector funding was also required to match with their contributions to the project.
Right. We're asked to approve the change of scope for the project, which has been assessed by the ITE as presenting high value for money with high certainty of achieving this. Show of hands, please. Unanimous, thank you. We're asked to approve the reduction of funding to be awarded £50,000 LGF to support the delivery of the project. Show of hands, please. Thank you. We're asked to note that the remaining 50,000 will be returned to the LGF pot to be reallocated to the next project on the LGF 3B pipeline as itemised in the papers. Noted. Thank you. Item